弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才最后这首诗歌，也可以说今天早上我要分享的内容。
The last song that we just sang is also the message I want to share with you today.
相信这也是圣灵这样子带领我们。
I believe this is how the Holy Spirit is leading us.
昨天我们参加 Aaron 跟 Cathy 的婚礼。
Yesterday we participated in the wedding ceremony of Aaron and Cathy.
明天我们又要参加于伯伯的安息礼拜。
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday we're gonna attend Elder Yu's memorial service.
对一般的人来讲，这两件事情放在一起好像是不太相配。
For ordinary people, it is not very.Natural, not fitting to put these two events together.
特别是在中国的传统，认为这是一个不好的事。
Especially according to Chinese tradition, this is not very good, very lucky.
但是对于我们信主的人来讲，这是一个荣耀的一个见证。
But for us believers, this is a glorious testimony.
我们一方面看到于伯伯他这一生这样子的爱主、侍奉主。
On one hand, we saw Elder Yu, he served the Lord and loved the Lord all of his life.
带领我们这一个家庭这样子的同样的爱主侍奉主。
And he led our family to love and serve the Lord as well.
服侍了他这个世代。
And he served his generation.
时候到了，他脱下他的帐篷。
Now his time is up on earth and he put away the tent, the physical body.
歇下他的工。
And then he rest from his labor.
他带着做工的果效回到天父那里去。
And with the fruit of his labor, he returned back to his heavenly Father.
这是一个神所喜悦的一个生命。
This is a life that the Lord delights in.
他也荣耀了神。
He also glorified God.
也祝福了别人。
And blessed others.
就在这个同时。
And at the same time.
于家的第三代的最小的一个孙子也成立一个新的家庭。
The youngest son of the third generation in Yu's family also established his own family.
我们相信这个家也是从神开始的。
I believe this family started with God.
他们也会在神的里面继续。
And they will continue their family in God.
他们也仍然会爱神，侍奉神。
They will continue to love the Lord and serve the Lord.
所以我们看到这里有一个传承交接。
We see that there's this passing on the baton here.
所以一方面舍不得自己的父亲。
On one hand, we're not willing to see my father go.
一方面我们看到下一代起来了。
But yet we see the next generation arising.
我们看到神的国一直往前去。
We see the kingdom of God continue to advance.
这是我们的见证。
And that is our testimony.
我们愿意把荣耀归给神。
We want to give all glory to God.
那今天早上呢，我就想分享一点关于家庭啊，我和我的家。
This morning I want to share with you a message about family. As for me and my house.
一方面是因着现在我们所碰到我父亲跟这个 Aaron 他们结婚的事。
Yes. At the same time, my father passed away and Aaron got married.
一方面我也看到这几年在美国，这个家庭受到很大的破坏。
And also, I see recent years the Institute of Family is being destroyed and affected a lot in America.
有很多的基督徒，他们的婚姻或者是他们的家庭受到很大的伤害。
A lot of Christians' families got damaged. Their families and their marriage got damaged.
这是撒旦的一个攻击。
And this is an attack from the Satan.
因为婚姻跟家庭是神所设立第一个人际的关系。
Because marriage and family is the first interpersonal relationship that God created.
神看为好的事。
And this is something God sees as good.
如果是神看为好的，撒旦他就是看为不好的。
If it's something that God sees good, then it's not good in Satan's eyes.
所以他必须起来破坏。
And he will rise up and destroy.
所以今天早晨我愿意借这个机会，我来分享几个点。
And this morning I'd like to share with you a few points.
一方面也是给我个人的提醒，也可以作为大家的参考。
It's also a reminder for myself and a reference for you all.
今天每一个属神的家，我们都要稍微注意一下这几个点。
So all of our families, godly families, we have to pay attention to these things.
第一件事情我要提的就是说，至于我和我的家，我们要述说，我们要传承神的作为。
First thing I want to mention is that as for me and my house, we shall continue to proclaim and pass on God's work.
也许我就把这些圣经，我可以念一下给弟兄姐妹听啊。
I'll read the passages to you.
约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。耶和华的仆人论的儿子约书亚正110岁就死了。到了第十节，那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖。后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉朱巴利，离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华和他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是视为列国的神，惹耶和华发怒。那这段话的里头，让我们看见一件事。
In this passage, we see one thing.
就是说，当这个士师记里头记载到以色列国是最黑暗的时期。
Because the book of Judges recorded a period of time that it is the darkest for the nation Israel.
我们有没有想到，为什么以色列在这个时候落到这么坏的一个境况底下？
How could Israel fall into such desolate situation?
我想有两个主要的原因。
There are two major points.
第一个是他们不遵守神的命令。
First of all, they did not obey God's words.
如果我们看以色列所有的历史，可以看见，当以色列人不遵守神的律法诫命的时候，他们就失败。
Throughout the history of Israel, we can see a pattern. Whenever they depart from obeying God's commands and words, they will fail.
在这里给我们看到有另外一个点。
And there's another point.
就是看到在下一代的神的儿女，他们不认识耶和华。
And that the next generation among God's people, they did not know God.
当约书亚和那些长老还在的时候，
When Joshua and all the elders were still alive,
这些下一代的人都跟着一起侍奉神。
All the next generations will follow them and serve the Lord.
约书亚死了，这些长老还在的时候，他们还是在侍奉。
And after Joshua passed away, when the elders outlived Joshua were still around, they will continue to serve the Lord.
等到约书亚跟长老都死掉了。
But after Joshua and all the elders died,
新的一代兴起来以后，
the new generation arose.
结果他们怎么不知道耶和华？
They did not know the Lord.
他们也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的大事。
They did not know about the great works that God has performed for Israel.
所以这里是说到今天在神的家里头有一个危险。
Therefore, we see a crisis in the house of God.
如果当我们上一代还在的时候，我们不把神的作为我们述说给下一代。
So while the first generation are still around, if we do not pass on the great works of God to the next generation,
当我们第一代在那里经历神的时候，我们没有带着我们的儿女一起去经历。
When the first generation experience God and they do not bring along their children to experience God together.
当这一代过去的时候，
so when this first generation passed away,
下一代就落在一个空空的里头。
Then the next generation will fall into the state of void, emptiness.
他没有一个根基。
They have no foundation.
他不知道这个耶和华神。
They do not know about the Lord.
所以这里有一件事情我们需要在家庭里头常常做的。
Therefore, this is something that we ought to do often in our families.
我们当我们在服侍神、追求神的时候，
as we pursue and serve the Lord,
我们带着我们的儿女一起来。
We shall bring our children together.
当我们聚在一起的时候，我们述说神的作为。
As we are together with our children, we ought to talk about God's works.
这是非常要紧的一件事。
This is very important.
我们自己的家里，我们小孩子两三岁开始，我们带他们聚会，我们带他们服侍神。
In my own family, when our children were about 2 or 3 years old, we already brought them together with us to serve the Lord and to go to meetings.
从小就跟我们一起。
So, they were always with us.
他们看，他们听，他们学。
They get to see and watch and learn.
而且我们常常述说神的一些奇妙的作为。
And we often tell them about God's wonderful works.
而这一个东西是经年累月才能够发生在孩子们的身上。
And this has to be accumulated over the years.
它不是在一个主日学里头、一个聚会里头一次两次就能够传承下去的。
It cannot be passed on simply through once or twice on Sunday school lessons.
我就再举一个小的见证，关于我自己的奶奶、我的祖母。
And I'd like to share with you another testimony about my own grandma.
我从她的身上，我听到、看到，神怎么样在一个人身上的工作。
That I get to see and hear how God works in one person's life.
她是一个拜佛的人，然后她信了主。他本来得了一个绝症，这个病得医治。
She was a Buddhist, and then she accepted the Lord, became Christian, and she had a terminal illness.
结果他信主之后，那个病就完全得医治。
And after she became Christian, she was completely healed.
然后到了台湾以后，他一直不断的传福音。
And after she went to Taiwan, she would not stop sharing the gospel.
因为他是绑小脚的、啊、所以她走路不太方便，我要扶着她。
Because she had bound feet, therefore I had to support her and walk with her.
所以我下了学以后，我就替她拿圣经包，然后扶着她，她就到各个地方去分福音单张。
So after school, I will walk with her and carry her Bible bags, and so that she will walk around the villages and pass out gospel tracts.
她在人家上下班的地方发单张，然后人家对她非常的不客气。
While she passed out gospel tracts, and some people were very rude to her.
有的地方她在那里赶鬼医病，就马上看到结果。
And sometimes she would cast out demons and then pray healing, and then we would see results right away.
夜里头她又为这些灵魂祷告。
And at night she would pray for these souls.
因为我是长孙，所以我要陪着她住在一个房间里头，我睡地板，她睡床。
Because I was her first grandchild, and therefore I get to spend the night in her room, and I would sleep on her floor.
经常夜里头被她祷告，没有办法睡觉。
Oftentimes I would be awoken by her prayers. I couldn't go sleep.
但是我可以看到，到后来因着她而得救的人将近200人。
But afterwards, I get to see about 200 people got saved because of her.
我们看到一个人他。怎么样传福音
？We get to see how one person can share the gospel.
一方面是神的话语带着能力。
Yes, on one hand, it's the power of God's words.
一方面他要出去。
And yet, on the other hand, someone has to step out.
而且有圣灵的大能。
With the power of the Holy Spirit.
接着祷告。
Through prayer.
然后才能够带下这一些的果子来。
Then we will see the fruit of the gospel.
所以这一些都是从他身上看到的。
So I got to see all this from her.
亲眼看到而听到的。
I got to see and hear with my own eyes and ears.
那如果我们今天在家里就是这样子带我们的儿女哈。
If we lead our children this way.
这些东西不会离开的。
These things will not depart from them.
所以有一天也许老一辈的过去了。
Maybe one day the older generation will pass away.
他们下一代会想起以前听到的看到的。
And the next generation will remember what they saw and heard.
所以我们需要述说神的作为。
Therefore, we ought to talk about God's wonderful
works. 我们要传承，就是带着他一起经历神。
And we have to bring them along to experience God together.
好让他们真的认识耶和华。
So that they get to know the Lord.
这个认识是一个经历里头的认识。
And that knowledge is experiential.
它是一个关系上的一个认识。
And then it's relational as well.
所以这一个必须我们。做父母的今天要接下这个责任。
And that is parents' responsibility.
那第二件事情我愿意在这里提的呢，就是希望我们不要离弃，也不失去一个起初的爱心。
Second, I want to mention is that we shall not forsake or lose the first love.
也许我还是先念一段圣经给大家听。
I'll read a passage to you.
启示录第二章一到五节。
Revelation chapter 2 verses 1 through 5.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的说，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐。这里是说到这个教会的生命很成熟。
From verse 2, it says, I know your works, your labor, and your patience. That means this church is pretty mature.
也知道你不能容忍恶人。
And that you cannot bear those who are evil.
那当然，恶人的行为也不能容忍。
Of course, then the evil deeds they will not tolerate.
这里说到，这是一个圣洁的教会。
So this is a godly church.
你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
And you also have tested those who say they are apostles, but they are not, and found them liars.
这里说到这个教会有一个属灵的分辨力。
Therefore, this church has spiritual discernment.
你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦。
And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake.
这是一个愿意为主受苦的教会。
So this is a church who are willing to suffer for the Lord's sake.
经过这么多，他并不疲乏，并不乏倦。
And after gone through all that, they did not become weary.
这里头有神的能力。
So they have the power of God.
然后我再念下面一段哈。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
这是一个神在这里责备以弗所教会的事。
This is a rebuke from the Lord to the church at Ephesus.
今天可能有一个教会就像以弗所一样的，那么样子的好。
Yes, there might be a church that is so good, just like this church.
有丰盛的生命。
This is a church at Ephesus, they have abundant life.
教会非常的圣洁。
And the church is very godly.
他们有属灵的分辨力。
They have spiritual discernment.
他们能够为主受苦。
And they're willing to suffer for the Lord's sake.
他们也不疲倦，有神的能力。
They do not become weary, for they have the power of God.
因此，这个灯台在那里发光。
Therefore, this lampstand is shining light.
这是一个有见证的教会。
This is a church with testimony.
但是在这里有一件事情发生了。
But yet, something happened here.
一件事情发生了。
Just one thing happened here.
神要把这个见证挪掉。
Therefore, God will remove the testimony from here.
这不是我们人的了解。
This is not something we can understand.
但是我们看到神在这里特别注重的一件事，就是那起初的爱心。
But here we get to see God really care about one thing, that is the first love.
所以任何一个教会今天都要在这件事情上，我们要留意。
Therefore, any church ought to pay attention to this.
那有的时候我们就在说，什么叫做这个起初的爱？
Sometimes we might question, what is exactly the first love?
非常抽象。
This is rather abstract.
那我就在想，在哥林多后书那里有几句话。
Then I remember 2 Corinthians, there are some verses.
在那里他说，我曾经把你们许配给一个丈夫。
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2, it says that I have betrothed you to one husband.
要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
我只怕你们心或偏于邪，失去了向基督所存纯一清洁的心。
But I fear that somehow, that your minds are corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
在这里说到向着基督有一个纯一清洁的心。
Here it says that there's this simplicity and purity in Christ.
那这里是当一个童女刚刚嫁给了一个丈夫的时候。
So when a virgin just got married to her husband.
他们里头没有什么别的东西。
There's nothing else between them.
他里头只有一个爱。
There's only love.
一种说不出来一个东西在那里。
There's this love unspeakable.
这个就是可能叫做起初的爱。
That might be.What it refers to as the first love.
我还是讲不清楚。
I still cannot explain that clearly.
但是我可以稍微做一个见证。
But I can give you a testimony.
就是当我自己刚刚信主的时候，是怎么样一个情形？
I can share with you how I was like when I first became Christian.
当我真正重生得救的时候，已经13岁。
I was born again when I was 13 years old.
当我受洗的时候
，When I got baptized,
我相信是被神的灵充满，我在水里头就跳个不停。
I believe I was being filled with the Holy Spirit because I was jumping up and down in the water.
那两个长老很勉强，很不容易的把我送出来了。
So the two elders, they had to work hard to get me out of the water.
然后要从这里走过弟兄姐妹中间去到更衣室。
Then I had to walk through brothers and sisters to the to the room to change.
喜乐得不得了。
I was filled with joy.
充满了神的一种爱。
I was filled with God's love.
接下去两三个礼拜都是这样子。
And then I was in that state for 2-3 weeks.
我看到天上天更蓝哈。 草更绿。
I look at the sky is much more blue than before, and then the grass are greener.
看到每一个人都可爱得不得了。
And everyone became so much more lovable.
里头就说不出来一种爱，一直涌流。
And this love just flowing out of me.
那时候只要是一听到说到主耶稣，我马上就会流泪。
At that time, whenever I heard people mention the Lord Jesus, my tears would come up.
没有办法，心里都一直的恋慕着想着他。
Because my heart just longs for him.
那么的亲近。
And I was so close to him.
那么多的爱在里头。
So much love.
然后我就把我们家里的那个窗户每一个都把它亲过了。
I even kissed all the windows at my house.
你没有办法表达里头这个爱。
So I just didn't know how to express my love.
哦，那是读神的话，唱诗歌，祷告，那真的是一个多么享受的一件事。
And I enjoy so much reading God's words and singing songs to him.
我猜那个叫做起初的爱。
I guess that is what it's like.
我只能这样做这么一个见证啊！
很宝贵， so precious.
当然，这个爱应该是一直存在这里的。
This love shall continue.
但是你慢慢的哈，我自己经后来开始在教会里头带主日学啦，然后帮助服侍啦。
And gradually, I started participating in service, teaching Sunday school.
然后很多的教会的责任慢慢加多。
And more and more responsibilities are given to me.
慢慢这个爱淡掉了。
And gradually this love faded.
一直到我到了快高中高三的时候，我觉得受不了了。
Until I was about senior in high school, I couldn't stand it anymore.
我觉得我所信仰的这些所有一切都不能满足最深处当初跟主的那个爱。
Because I felt none of these could satisfy me.The deepest longing for that love.
我觉得我当初所认识的主怎么搞现在不太一样了，离得那么远。
I felt somehow I was so far away from the Lord I met for the first time before.
我跑到我们家的后面，太平洋那里是个海边哈，都没有人的。
So I went to the beach behind my house at the coast of Pacific Ocean.
我就向神呼喊。
Then I cried out to the Lord.
我的神啊，你在哪里啊
？Lord, where are you? I cried out.
现在我为什么唱到耶稣那么甘甜美丽的时候，我里头没有感觉了呢
？Why is that? I don't feel anything whenever I sing. How sweet is God's love and Jesus?
以前想到你，念到你，我里头那么满足，那么喜乐，怎么没有了呢
？How come I lost that joy and satisfaction whenever I mention your name?
我那是真的伸手向神哭喊。
At that time, I just cry out to the Lord.
神的怜悯临到。
And the mercy of God came to me.
隔了一段时间以后，有一位侯小姐到我们中间来，一个侯老姊妹。
After a while, an elderly sister Ho came to our house.
来我们青年聚会带我们。
She came to our youth meeting.
然后她就坐在一个角落上。
And she was sitting at the corner.
然后她就开始祷告。
And she started to pray.
她讲了很短的几句话。
And her prayer was rather short.
然后我就感受到一阵风一样的圣灵这样飘过冲过整个聚会。
And then I felt the wind just swept across the room.
有的人哭，有的人赞美，有的人各式各样的事情就发生了。
And some would be weeping and some would be praising. Things started to happen.
然后一个很高个子一个弟兄蹦就倒在地上不能动。
A very tall brother all of a sudden fell on the floor and motionless.
圣灵又在充满我们。
And the Holy Spirit filled us again.
哦，那是多么宝贵的事！
What how precious that was!
就是因着那个以后，我从大一就开始学习住在主里头的功课啊。
Since then, I started the lesson of abiding in Christ.
哦，那一个与主的关系又回来了。
Since the freshman year of college, then my relationship with the Lord was resumed and rebuilt.
这一个天天住在主同在里头的生活。一直维持下来。
Then such life of abiding in Christ continued.
我不是说一次被圣灵充满你就永远在里头啊。
I'm not saying that being filled with the Holy Spirit only once and they will continue to abide in the Lord forever.
这是必须圣灵充满了以后将这个爱再赐给我们。
Because after being filled with the Holy Spirit, the love is given to us.
然后我们用这一种的爱，我们来爱神。
Then we can love God with this love.
而这一个必须从神来的爱才可能。
And this love has to come from God.
就像我刚刚出信的时候，我什么也不懂。
Just like when I first believed, I did not know anything.
这个爱从哪里来的？神来的。
Where did this love come from? From God.
同样的，今天我们还是需要神将他的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
In the same way, we need God to pour His love into our hearts.
我们要常常让圣灵来充满我。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit often.
不要被今天所说的圣灵充满灵恩这些事情弄得我们注意力都分散了。
Do not be distracted by the charismatic things or talks.
圣经说你们要被圣灵充满。
Because the Bible tells us that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这是一个命令。
This is a command.
因为神知道我们唯有被圣灵充满，我们才能够有神的爱。
Because God knows that only in being filled with the Holy Spirit, we can have God's love.
这个爱从别的地方出不来的。
Because the love does not come from anywhere else.
当我们恢复了跟神之间的这一个起初的爱心。
Once we resume this first love with the Lord.
然后我们的家庭才能够有神的爱。
Then our family can have God's love.
那一个起初的爱，夫妻之间才能够有。
Then between husband and wife, they can share this first love.
当这个起初的爱在我们里头又恢复了以后，保持了。
Once this first love is resumed and kept in me.
我们再出去服侍的时候，它就不是一个压力。
Then we serve the Lord again, it will not become a pressure.
它不再是一个责任。
It will no longer be a burden or responsibility.
而是因着我们跟主之间爱的一个 communing, 一个交通，它的一个流露。
But our service became an outflowing of our communion with the Lord.
哦，这个服事觉得很甘甜的。
Then we feel the service is very sweet and joyful.
很轻省的。
And it's light.
所以今天我们特别在教会里头服侍的人啊
，especially those who are serving the Lord at church。
如果你已经觉得累了，觉得说是就是说你晓得我说什么了，你就需要去祷告神。
If you feel tired and weary, you know what I'm talking about. You need to pray to the Lord.
然后求神将他的灵浇灌你。
And ask the Lord to fill us with His Holy Spirit.
将那个爱再充满在里头。
And once again, fill His love in our hearts.
当这个爱来的时候，其他的事情真的是一点都不重要。
When this love comes, nothing else matters.
你单单的就是因着爱他而做一切的事情。
Then you start doing everything out of love for Him.
我记得那年是大概十七八年，我跟我的五弟，我们到东北去有一些的服事。
So it's around 1978, I went with my fifth brother to northeastern part of China.
那在那里有一个聚会很好。
There was a meeting that was very good.
那一个年那个负责的一个姊妹呢是最早开始的聚会的。
The founding sister, there was a sister, she started the meeting.
那没有几年的时间他们变成很多很多的聚会点。
And in just a short few years, they started to have a lot of branch meetings.
有一天他们在送我们两个不晓得去哪里的时候，路上他就讲了一件事情，他觉得我现在服侍得很累。
One day, she was sending us to somewhere else, and then she mentioned to us that she's very tired.
她里头没有力量，干干的。
She lacked power. She felt so dry within.
她不晓得怎么办呢。
She didn't know what to do.
她感觉好像走不动了。
She felt she could not take another step anymore.
所以今天不止一个两个，很多神的仆人到一个时候都累了。
So this doesn't happen just to a few. Many servants of God will become tired.
唯一一条路回到主面前，好好的在主的面前寻求再被神的灵来充满我们。
The only way is to go back to the Lord, seek Him, and be filled with His Holy Spirit.
需要单独花时间到神面前去。
We need to spend time alone with Him.
这个时间不能够省。
And that cannot be cut short.
这个祷告也不能够省。
And that prayer cannot be skipped.
这个信心也要有。
We got to have this faith.
神他必定会来遇见我们。
God will come and meet us.
所以我们不要再落到像以弗所当时的情形。
So let us not fall into the condition of the church at Ephesus.
我再提一件事情，因为 我们是在纽约，跟纽约的有一个 Ridgewood 教会，我们是一个 sister 的教会。
And I want to mention another thing that we're a sister church with another church at Ridgewood in New York.
那他的主任牧师叫做吴艾恩牧师啊，已经过去了 ，Brother Edwin.
And then their senior pastor now he's with the Lord and Edwin Wolfgang.
No, Edwin.
Edwin. Yeah. Pastor Edwin.
他那是90岁的。
And at that time, he was 90 years old.
那一年我们上去有一点聚会。
That year, we went to have a meeting there.
一次是他私底下跟我说。
Once he talked to me privately.
一次他在聚会里头提到。
And once he mentioned in a meeting.
他说他服侍主这一辈子。
He said that he served the Lord all of his life.
他最 frustrated, 就是说他最觉得挫折的是什么呢？
What is one thing that he feels most frustrated?
就是当他在这里讲到耶稣的美丽、耶稣的宝贵，好像弟兄姐妹听不懂。
Is that when he talks about the beauty of Jesus, the preciousness of Jesus, seems like people do not understand.
你讲任何其他的东西，弟兄姐妹都有反应。
Is that when you talk about anything else, the congregation will have response.
就是这一点。
But just one thing.
今天神的教会缺少了那起初的爱。
Because God's church today lacks that first love.
这是他老人家一辈子的一个结论。
And that is his lifetime conclusion.
这也是以弗所教会给我们的一个教训。
And that is also a lesson given to us by the church of Ephesus.
无论在家庭或者在教会，我们必须求神恢复那起初的爱。
Whether it's in our family or at church, we ought to ask God.
要为这个祷告。
We regain that first love, and we have to pray.
他会答应的。
Pray, and he will answer us.
那讲到我的父亲，他曾经也跟我提过这样一句话。
My father also said to me.
他说：“爱主一定要单纯。”
He says, "To love the Lord, you must love the Lord with a pure heart."
没有任何其他的因素在里头。
You shall not have any other agenda.
单单的就是爱主。
Just simply and purely love the Lord.
那求圣灵将这个爱赐给我们。
May the Lord give us that love.
我还可以再提一点，就是在第三个呢，希望我们的家能够侍奉跟随主。
Thirdly, we want our families to serve and follow the Lord.
在旧约里头，我们晓得一个约书亚，一个加勒。
In the Old Testament, we know about Joshua and Caleb.
他们从年轻的时候就跟着。摩西一路出来。
They follow Moses ever since they were young in their youth.
等到那第一代那一些出埃及的以色列人倒闭旷野之后。
And after the first generation died in the wilderness.
只有两个人他们进到了迦南地。
Only two out of that generation enter into the promised land.
在他们的身上有一个特点。
So they have this two characteristics.
约书亚的身上就是说他有一个心就是要诚心而且实意的侍奉他。
For Joshua, he just wanted to serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth.
我们可以打出来约书亚记24章。
Let's see, Joshua chapter 24.
Yeah. 那里讲的他是诚心实意的要侍奉他。
There he says, serve him in sincerity and in truth.
而且到了最后，他说：“至于我和我家，我们也要必定侍奉耶和华。”
Lastly, he proclaimed that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这个地方我们看到约书亚，他有一个心，就是要侍奉神。
We see that Joshua has this heart to serve the Lord.
他和他的家也都要侍奉神。
He and his house, they will serve the Lord.
那这个是一个很重要的一个决定。
And this is a very important decision.
因为他们可以选择以前在大河那边的神。
Because they could choose to serve the gods on the other side of the river.
他们也可以侍奉他们现在所碰到的、所知道的神。
Or they can serve the gods in Canaan.
那约书亚他决定说他要侍奉耶和华。
But yet Joshua decided to serve the Lord.
今天神的儿女们在侍奉的时候也有许多的选择。
Today, when we serve the Lord, we have many choices as well.
我可以很多很多的理由来服侍选择。
And then we have many reasons to justify our choices.
有一件事情我们要再看到的，在约书亚身上，他叫单单侍奉谁啊？耶和华。
On Joshua, we can see that he only wanted to serve the Lord sincerely.
啊，并不是在这里为着一个责任，为着一个使命，为着一个意向，为着这一些，他在那里进入侍奉。
So he did not serve the Lord because of his own agendas or missions or visions.
所以当以色列人都倒闭的时候，
So when all his generation died in the wilderness.
因为他们在神的面前发怨言。
Because they complained before the Lord.
他们为什么发怨言？
Why did they complain?
因为他们看到的是事情。
Because what they saw was just the matters, things.
看到周围的环境。
And the circumstances.
看到他们的难处。
And their difficulties.
但是约书亚所看到的是耶和华神。
But yet what Joshua saw was the Lord himself.
今天我们要侍奉，我们要侍奉神自己。
Today, when we serve, we ought to serve God himself.
一直要把他放在这个中心。
We shall always place him as the center.
所以在这里看到约书亚他所侍奉的是耶和华，耶和华。
So today, we get to see that Joshua served the Lord, the Lord.
那加勒也是一样。
Same with Caleb.
加勒他就说他是有一个心智。
And then the Bible says Caleb has a different spirit.
他就是要专一的跟从主。
That he was follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
那是在民数记十四章我们就不看了。
That is in Numbers chapter 14, we will not look at it.
他有一个心智就是要一直的跟从我，这是神说的。
That he had a different spirit to follow the Lord.
就在他们的身上有两件事情。
So from them we see two things.
第一个是他们立定了志向。
First, they had this resolution they determined.
第二，他们是决定的对象。
And that they have chosen the object of their service.
他们要侍奉神。
Who they will serve?
我们也要侍奉神。
They serve the Lord, therefore we ought to serve the Lord.
所以今天我们不论是在什么地方做什么事情。
Wherever we are, whatever we do today,
我们只有一个目的，就是为了侍奉神。
We have one goal, is to serve the Lord.
我们做的每一件事情都是主，都是为主。
Whatever we do, we do it for the Lord.
所以我们有些年轻人，我们训练他们也都是用，我想我们都是用哥罗西书第三章哈。
So when we train up young people, we always quote Colossians chapter 3.
在那里都是说到我们做什么说什么，做都是为了主。
Whatever we do it for the Lord.
但是许多的时候，当我们眼睛从主身上稍微一移开的时候，我们就动不了了。
But oftentimes when we move our eyes away from the Lord, then we cannot go on.
所以我们要被提醒，就是说我们要侍奉他自己。
Therefore, we ought to be reminded that we ought to serve Him alone.
还有一件事情，我们需要在这里被提醒的。
Another reminder for us.
就是当我们来侍奉神自己的时候，我们周围还有很多别的人。
As we serve the Lord Himself, yet there are still people around us.
很多的同工。
A lot of co-workers.
很多有关系的人。
And people we have relationship with.
而这些人常常影响我们是不是愿意继续的侍奉神。
And then they affect our willingness to continue serving the Lord.
那这个地方我们看到在约翰福音第二十一章那里有一段话，我们可以看一下。
And then here we see in John chapter 21 a passage here.
我就把这一段稍微念一下，我想背景弟兄姐妹都晓得哈。
I'm sure you're all familiar with the background.
主耶稣复活以后向门徒显现。
After the Lord resurrected, he appeared to his disciples.
然后主耶稣就讲到了一个将来彼得要怎么样死来荣耀神。
And then he told Peter how he would die to glorify God.
那在这里就耶稣说了这话以后，是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神说的这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”
So this is in verse 19. After he spoke, signifying how what kind of death that Peter would have to glorify. Then after he's spoken to this, he said to him, "Follow me."
到了二十一节呢，彼得呢，他看到了个约翰在旁边。
Then at verse 21, Peter saw John there.
因为那是主耶稣所爱的一个门徒。
And John was the disciple that Jesus loved.
那是他跟彼得都是从最早就是跟随主的人。
Because both John and Peter, they started following the Lord the earliest time.
彼得想说我要为主而死，荣耀主，那他怎么办？
Then Peter thought, okay, I'm going to die for the Lord to glorify God. Then what about him?
所以他试着问一问哈。
So he tried to ask the Lord Jesus.
他就问耶稣说：“主啊，这人将来如何？”
Then he says, "But Lord, what about this man?"
耶稣对他说：“我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟随我吧。”
If I will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me.
所以这是主耶稣给我们每个人的一个呼召。
This is a calling to every one of us.
不论你隔壁的人他是将来是怎么样好，怎么样坏，跟你无关。
It doesn't matter how good or bad the person next to you turn out in the future. Has nothing to do with you.
主耶稣说：“你跟随我。”
The Lord says, "You follow me."
就是这两，只有这两个。
That's all.
还是 Edwin 弟兄，有一年我在 Pilgrim Camp 分享了一点。
One year when I was sharing at Pilgrim Camp,
我提到了一句话，就讲到就是说，讲到说主耶稣说的，你要跟从我 ，You follow me.
Then I mentioned that the Lord says you have to follow me.
他喜欢开我玩笑，他起来的时候他就说 ，Brother, you follow me.
And then Brother Edwin, he was teasing me. He says, Brother, you follow me.
虽然是开玩笑，但是这是给我们一个很重要的一个提醒。
Even though it was a joke, but it was a very important reminder.
神对我们每一个人的要求都是你跟随我，你跟随我。
Because what God requires from every one of us is that you follow me.
这个世界怎么样，与你何干？
What does that have to do with you? How this world is going to turn out?
这一个神所重用的仆人跌倒了，与你何干？
This important servant of God, he stumbled. What does that have to do with you?
人家教会这么兴旺，你是教会还是二十个人，与你何干？
The other church is so prosperous, and then your church only has 20 some people. What is that to you?
神所要的就是说你是不是跟随我？
What God requires is that, are you following me?
我相信这也是属对我们每个人有一个要求。
And that's also.God's command and requirement from everyone.
将来我们向主交账的时候，跟任何人都没关系的。
One day when we stand before Him and give account, nothing else and no one else matters.
讲任何的理由都没有用。
And we cannot give any reasons or.
主只有说你是不是跟随了我。
The Lord will just ask, "Did you follow me?"
是不是我往哪里去，你就往哪里去
？Did you follow me wherever I go?
我要你说什么，你就说什么。
Did you speak whatever I want you to do?
我让你做什么你就做什么。
Did you do whatever I want you to do?
那如果不是的话，讲其他理由都没用了啊。
If not, no other excuses will work.
呀，神呼召我们每一个人。
God called every one of us.
要来跟随他。
To follow him.
这也是一个小的一个见证，就是在台湾的时候，那时候我已经念大学快要毕业的时候，我们的那个教会台湾发生一些事情。
I'll share with you another testimony. This is when I was in college. I was about to graduate. That was in Taiwan. Something happened at our church.
然后有很多的事情发生在教会里的，因为父亲又是第一个长老。
And a lot of things happened at our church, and then my father was an elder in that church.
很多的肉体在那里发作。
So we just see a lot of flesh.
很多的丑恶的现象在那里发生。
Many ugly things were happening at church.
父亲呢是一个非常单纯的人。
My father has a very pure heart. He was a pure person.
非常的受伤害。
And he was greatly hurt.
所以他常常血压高头痛。
So he often would have high blood pressure and headache.
后来他跟我讲一句话。
Then he said to me,
他说服侍主啊。
If you want to serve the Lord,
不要看人。
Don't look at other people.
服侍神不要看人。
Serve God, don't look at others.
那这句话虽然是很简单
，Even though this is such a simple statement,
对我这一生服侍主非常有帮助。
But it has helped me by serving God.
我想每一个服侍主的人都会碰到难处哈。
I'm sure all servants of God will encounter hardships.
如果你们碰到一个好的同工啊，那是你的幸运啊。
If you encounter a good coworker, that is your luck. You're very fortunate.
大部分时间都会碰到一些肉体啊，多多少少。
But most of the time, you will encounter the flesh at work,
也是在
more or less.
也是来的很久以前，我们也是刚刚开始学习服事。
Also long ago when we first start learning to serve God.
看到很多的事情根本就是不 没有办法接受。
We saw many things that was just not acceptable.
台上一个样子，台下一个样子。
We see people act differently on the pulpit and after they get off
down the pulpit. 做的一样。
And they will say something and do something else.
非常的失望，那个时候。
Was so disappointing.
所以在我们家的 basement 里头啊，我的儿子跟女儿给我弄了几个大字。
And now in the basement of my home, my daughter and son prepared some banner for me.
他们不晓得什么事情，但是他们帮我们做了一个这个。他说 "Turn your eyes upon Jesus."
At that time, they did not know what was going on, but they gave us a banner said "Turn your eyes unto Jesus."
我们就从主接收这一个。
And we received that from the Lord.
是主给我们的提醒。
And that was a reminder from the
Lord. 要我们转眼仰望耶稣。
That we will turn our eyes to Jesus.
不要再去看事情。
That we will not focus on things,
matters, 不要看人
or people.
你站在神所给你的地位上，你专心的跟随主。
Stand on the position that God wants you to stand and serve the Lord wholeheartedly.
我们那个功课学了七年还是八年才学过来。
We learned that lesson about 7 or 8 years.
不容易。
It was not easy.
但是这是一个过程。
But it was a process.
到最后，神所要的就是那单单跟随他的人。
After all, what God really wants is someone who will follow Him with a pure heart.
无论羔羊往哪里去，我都跟随。
Wherever the lamb goes, we will follow.
只有在平常我们注意的时候，我们慢慢慢慢的学习。
So that we learn this lesson in our most ordinary lives.
所以至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我们要带着他们一起专心单单侍奉神。
Bring our children together to serve the Lord wholeheartedly.
好，我再还有一个点，我可以讲一下哈。
Last point.
第四个点，我是觉得我们今天需要宝贵和保持神的同在在家里。
We ought to keep and cherish God's presence in our families.
这个神的同在这件事情是很重要的一件事。
God's presence is so important.
我们看到从人失败了以后，神所做的这一切都跟这个有关系。
Because after the fall, everything that God did has to do with this.
我们如果从创世纪一直到启示录，每一个圣经的大段里头都要提到神要与人同住。
From Genesis to Revelation, every major passage we see the theme that God wants to dwell with His people.
弟兄姐妹可以回去查一查。
You can go back and do some research.
从历史、从诗篇、从先知、从福音、从书信到启示录。
From the history books, from the prophets, from the Psalms, and even from the Gospel and the Epistles,
都讲到神要与人同住。
That God wants to dwell with His people.
耶稣的救赎所带下来的一个很重要的点，我们要活在神的同在里。
Because of Jesus' redemption, that we get to live in His presence.
这是神对我们的一个要求，或者是渴慕。
This is God's requirement, or we can say God's longing.
神不单单是要我们出去忙来忙去的。
God does not just want us to be busy.
他要我们在忙的时候，他也在里头。
He wants to be part of our business.
他要在我们生活、生命里头的每一个点上、每一个细节里头。
He wants to be part of every detail of our life.
但有的时候我们好像不太注意这一个。
But sometimes we neglect that.
所以今天如果我们能够想到神在我里头，我又在神的同在里。
So today, if we keep thinking, God is in me and I am in His presence.
许多的话我们不敢讲。
Then many things we would dare not to say.
很多的事我们也不敢做。
Or many things we dare not to do.
很多思想我们也不会思想。
Or we will not entertain some thoughts.
因为神与我同在。
Because God is with me.
那今天不太有这样敬畏神的一个心。所以我们容易犯罪。
Today, because we hardly fear God this way, therefore we easily sin.
所以我们要一方面要宝贵神的同在。
So on one hand, we cherish God's presence.
一方面我们要敬畏神的同在。
And we ought to fear God's presence.
然后我们要保持神的同在。
And we keep His presence.
那到底怎么样能够保持神的同在呢？
How to keep His presence?
我想我们读一个地方的圣经就好了。
I'll mention one passage.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
21节23节。
Verses 21 and 23.
他那里说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
He who has my commandment and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
而三节，耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，我们要到他那里去，与他同住。”
Verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him.And we will come to him and make our home with him.
如果今天我们说弟兄姐妹啊，你们要遵守神的话命令。
Today, if I tell, we tell brothers and sisters, keep God's words.
我们马上第一个反应就是说，你这个人是什么 ？Legalism， 那叫什么？就是律法主义啊。
Then immediately we will say this person is being legalistic.
哎，你怎么开倒车回到旧约去了？
How come you're going backwards and going back to the Old Testament?
当然我们都知道我们不可能行律法而能够称义。
Of course we know that we can never justify ourselves by doing the law.
因为我们没有那个能力。
Because we have no power.
所以我们不可能靠着那个得救。
So we can never be saved by doing the law.
但是如果一个真正重生得救的人。
But anyone who is born again.
他里头有圣灵，有基督的灵。
But within him, there's Holy Spirit,
the Spirit of Christ,
and there's power.
他能够也愿意喜悦神的律法。
He will be willing and will be able and will delight in doing God's word.
神的律法是说到神所喜欢的。
So God's law talks about what God likes.
他的灵在我的里头，他自然愿意我去活出来。
When His Spirit is within me, of course He delights me in doing so.
所以一个人他说他不需要再遵守神的命令了，这里有一个问号。
So if someone claims that he will no longer have to keep God's words, I will have a question mark on.
当然，我们不是说这个旧约里头呢献祭的这一些哈，这一些啊、这一方面呢已经过去了。
Now, of course, I'm not talking about the ceremonial laws in the Old Testament. Those have been gone past.
对，我们所说的是讲到这里头的道德的律法。
We're talking about the moral laws.
所以这个应该是我们都要愿意做的，很自然的，愿意遵守的。
Those we shall delight in doing so naturally.
你爱他，你当然愿意照他的去做。
Because you love the Lord, of course you want to follow and obey.
我们没有这个，我相信我们没有这个误会啊。
I'm sure we don't have this misunderstanding.
但是在这里讲到，当我们愿意遵守神命令的时候，神要与我们同住。
But here it says that if we're willing to keep His word, He will come and make His home with us.
他要住在我们当中。
He will live in our midst. 啊，
这是一个很简单的事，好像。
This is a very simple truth.
但是我们被提醒。
And then a reminder.
我们就照着神的话，我们来活。
Therefore, we ought to live according to His word.
我们可以保持神的同在。
Therefore, we can keep His presence.
那另外一个呢，就是说我们要保持圣洁。
And also, we ought to be godly.
若不圣洁，没有人可以见神。
Without holiness, no one can see God.
所以在我们的家里头，神的话是我们的标准。
Therefore, in our families, God's word is our standard.
我们孩子从小就是知道这一件事。
In our family, our children know about it since they were young.
我们家里没有美国化的、英国化的标准，我们家只有一个标准，就是神的话。
In my family, there's no American standard, no Chinese standard, but God's standard.
我们给他们有一个。一个权利就是说，我们如果没有照神的命令活，你随时可以来找我们。
We also empower our children that if you see us not living according to God's words, you can also come and tell us.
而且我们要在神的家里头保持圣洁。
Therefore, we ought to be holy in God's house.
我们在家里头不许可肉体随便发作。
We do not allow flesh.
我们家里头不太。不太有什么争吵的声音，这些事情都不可以。
Therefore, in our house, we do not allow quarreling or fights.
有的时候，当然人总是会发作哈。
Of course, sometimes the flesh will just take control.
但这个东西出来的时候，神的同在离开。
But whenever the flesh is at work, God's presence will.
神的同在不可能在不圣洁的底下，肉体就是不圣洁。
Because God's presence will not dwell together with ungodliness and unholiness, and flesh is unholy.
另外一个呢，我们需要在信心的里头，活在他同在里。
Also, we ought to live by faith in His presence.
主已经说了，他要做我们的神，他要与我们同在。
Because the Lord already said that He wants to be our God, He will be with us.
他在我们里面。
He is within us.
神的同在没有离开。
Therefore, God's presence is never departs.
而是我们离开他。
But we depart from Him.
我们要回到里头来。
Therefore, we ought to return back to within.
进入他同在的里头。
Then we will be in His presence.
我们能够活在同在里头里面活日子啊。
So we ought to live our days in His presence.
我最后再提一个小故事。
Lastly, I want to share with you another story.
有一位老弟兄，他已经九十岁左右了，他到我们家来。
There was an elderly brother. He was in his 90s. He came to our house.
他是几个神学院的一个院长，一个美国人。
He's an American, a dean of several seminary schools.
我们早上在我们家里有等候主的聚会。
In the morning, we have waiting upon the Lord meeting at my house.
他那天早上来我们家。
That day he came to our house.
他打开门一进门。
And as he entered into the room,
他马上把帽子脱下来。
Immediately he took off his hat.
他说神在这里。
He says, God is here.
God is here.
God is here.
一个家庭要保持神的同在，这是一个荣耀的事情。
It is glorious for a family to keep God's presence.
你要有神的话。
You ought to have God's words.
你要在神面前圣洁。
And be holy before God.
你要圣洁地活在神的同在里头。
Be holy, live in God's presence.
我们家里有许许多多的聚会。
There are many meetings in my house.
神的同在也就这样慢慢慢慢地设立在那里。
And gradually, God's presence is established there.
当那些懂的人当那些懂得神同在的人
those who are familiar with God's presence.
当他们碰到的时候他们知道
When they encounter, they know.
哦，多么宝贵的一件事情！
How precious that is!
盼望每一个家里头都有神的同在。
I hope every family will have God's presence.
门人进到这里能够碰到神。
When people come here, they will encounter God.
神愿意来与我们同住。
God is willing to dwell with us.
我们愿意把我们的家也这样献给神。
And we want to offer up our family to Him.
从我们这一代开始，你是第一代基督徒也可以。
If you are the first generation Christian, you can start now.
不要再让这个家，让这个仇敌在里头有任何的地位。
Please do not allow the enemy to have any ground in your family.
我们的家要成为神所安息的所在。
Our family should be a place where God can rest.
我们带着我们的家人一起专心地跟随主来侍奉神。
Let us lead our family to wholeheartedly serve the Lord.
如果我们的起初的爱失去了，我们祷告求圣灵再将他的爱充满我们。
If we lost the first love, then we ought to pray and ask the Lord to fill us with His love again.
当我们的儿女还跟我们在一起的时候，我们要述说传承神他的作为。
When our children are still with us, we ought to proclaim and talk about God's wonderful works.
愿我们每个家庭都这样献给神。
May every family be offered up to God.
神祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
Thank you.